broadcasting live from our Ford Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Ford Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Ford Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
It's stuck.
Yeah, I'm not sure why.
I like that beat, though.
Oh, that's too late now.
Where's Chuck at?
Not sure.
But once we lost Chuck, the show went to hell. We lost her. You know it?
Yeah.
Did.
But it was also bad before that.
We are in studio tonight with two of the prettiest girls. And what's your name?
Miss Shy.
She's bashful.
Yeah, she is. But she's awesome. And we have Holly Gann, the new athletic director at Fort Recovery
new
High
AD.
School. And that guy there right there is Harold Feely.
Yes, sir.
My partner in crime up here, Sports Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan was tremendous again.
Awesome.
He was tremendous all weekend.
Oh, tremendous last week.
Yeah, he did okay, didn't he?
Good weekend.
They all did okay. Yeah. That was about as...
That was a well-ran...
How many people do you think was there?
Monster party.
We are estimating that we gave out 6,000 wristbands for the weekend.
6,000. So there was...
That's pretty darn good.
There are a lot of people.
Between Friday
and Saturday. Wow. That's pretty awesome. And I didn't hear any problems. I didn't hear nothing.
I think everything went
a couple squad runs, but hell, that ain't nothing.
No.
6,000 folks down there getting hammered in 100 degree heat.
Yeah, 100 degree heat is right.
6,000 people, 300 guns, and nobody got shot.
Yeah, that's right.
Pretty good.
Chicago can't say that.
I like watching them girls come by with guns. You know, they got
holding them up
raffle. I'm like, this is awesome. It is. It was a great weekend. I just love it. I just think that...
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Some kind of party.
It is, and it's... Mm. Now, I left after the 50-50. How was Adam Warner? Good?
Yes.
Good. Well,
very good.
Was he really?
I saw a picture... From behind him, looking out at the crowd, looked like 200,000 or 300,000 people.
That picture made it look like.
That was a great picture, wasn't it?
It was awesome.
There was a huge crowd there, though, right? Yeah.
But it did look like 200,000 people were standing.
It looked like a country concert picture.
It did.
Yeah, it was lovely.
It was pretty cool.
Was you there, Holly?
Nope. I
really
left after the 50.
So our athletic director, our new athletic director, Holly Gann, is. Holly's our girls' basketball coach. Been basketball coach for, what is this, three years?
3 years.
Three years.
And now you take over as the athletic director. And first of all, welcome to the show tonight.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and we're really excited to have you as our athletic director. I think that as people know you and know how you work and how you you approach your job as a coach, you also approach it with a passion. The same way being athletic director. So how's it going so far? You took over when? August the 1st?
August the 1st. It's going great. I think, and obviously, you know, you don't have to ask me a lot of questions because I just naturally start talking.
I love it.
And I assumed that was the case again. But I think one of the biggest things that I can sit here and continuously say was when I moved back home 3 years ago, I felt the same community, just the willingness to do anything and everything for the town and for each other, and being able to walk and start in August 1st, there's not a lot of time there. And what I've learned is that we have a tremendous community within the school. That culture and community, the staff there are amazing. And everybody has a part in each of those puzzles. And so my appreciation for everybody inside the building and, you know, bus drivers, maintenance people, Stacy and Cheryl, Tony, Larry, Ryan, Kelly. I mean, just everybody is so helpful and they want you to be successful. And that is, it's not like that everywhere.
You took over for Brent Niekamp, and you and Brent had a great relationship. You guys have, you've been a family friend of the Niekamps with you and Abby, and that had to make the process of the turnover a lot easier too because of your relationship with Brent.
And Brent has been a huge part of making that transition so smoothly. He was willing to sit down all the additional time with me starting in May in the evening times or during the day or just in summer and helping me learn some of the things that we could go through together. So unlike Brent, my job started as soon as anytime I walked in the door. He was prepared. He was showing me how to do things. It definitely made the transition into August easier because he was willing to help. He's constantly willing to help. All he is a text away or an email away, and he'll come buzzing down just to go through some things that I'm not sure on what to do.
That's got to make you feel good, doesn't it?
It is. And like I said, it goes into that culture of just that building and in our community as a whole. And we already knew this, but I'm so glad that my kids get to be a part of 4 Recovery Local Schools.
That's awesome. We're glad to have them.
So, yeah, it makes that athletic director job a little bit easier. But it has its challenges, just like anything else.
Have you found yourself, overwhelmed yet?
Not entirely. I think, again, I've had some time to kind of think about systems and trying to figure out how to maximize my time. And Stacy is working close with me all the time, and so being able to bounce ideas off of Cheryl, Tony, and Stacy all the time, just to keep things progressive. I'll be honest, you don't really have enough time to really think about anything. You just look at it, you say, all right, how am I going to get this done? And you just start to work, and you move to the next thing and move to the next thing.
I'm saying there's a lot of things, too.
Well, and, you know, again, it kind of goes into that system. Everybody's going to have one. And so if it's an emergency, I put it on today's. If not, it's something I just think about that needs to be done, then I just push it to the next day. So I usually kind of give myself a limit, but then the limit is that it has to get done. Has to get done. So I try to shoot for getting it done before I leave the office every day. But there are some chances that it does go home with me. So
Once in a while.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Sam was telling me that you and Sam have some great fundraisers coming up that's going to make some big money. So we're going to come back, take a break, come back, Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee right after this.
Always find great prices and great selection at Wayne Street Market, and here are some of the examples of their great deals this week. Hamburger Helper is $1.49 a box. Virginia brand ham or Cooper Farms honey roasted or smoked turkey are $5.99 a pound, sliced to order in their deli, and 8-ounce packages of Best Choice shredded cheese is just $2.89. And if you're looking for a great meal in a hurry, stop by their deli, where they always have good hot meals ready to go every day, like meatloaf Monday, tenderloin Tuesday, they have ribs on Thursday, and burgers and brats on Fridays. And make them your first stop every morning with one of their many varieties of coffee and one of their fresh pastries. Good food ready to go every day. Just stop in to Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
This is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Has your business experience changed within your operation? Or maybe the place you banked with has seen the cultural change or the loss of a long-trusted officer or advisor? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action in how to navigate this new season of business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
Assure, the local area suicide awareness group, will be having their annual suicide awareness community walk at the Mercer County Fairgrounds on Saturday, September 11th from 8 to noon. If you'd like to be part of this great cause, all you need to do is stop by the fairgrounds that day and register. Get your pledges lined up ahead of time and walk as far and as long as you want, and you can start any time from 9 to noon. Find details at assuremc.org. All proceeds from the walk will benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and local suicide support and services. So if you want to help out a great cause and get a little exercise in the process, head out to the Mercer County Fairgrounds on Saturday morning, September 11th from 8 to noon, and join the Suicide Awareness Community Walk presented by Assure, the area suicide support resources.
This St. Joe Homecoming Festival is coming up September 10th, 11th, and 12th on the grounds of St. Joseph Parish, 1.5 miles east of Fort Recovery. The festivities kick off on that Friday night with St. Joe's largest cornhole tournament. Sign in at 7:30. Saturday night begins with outdoor mass at 4:30, and stick around for world famous chili, the amateur horseshoe tournament, and music by RJ the DJ. Sunday's festivities kick off at 1 o'clock with NFL football on TV, a beanbag tournament, horseshoe tournament, and kitty tractor pool. Grab yourself some barbecue chicken dinners for supper and stick around for entertainment by Kyle Kesters and the raffle drawing with a $1,000 top cash prize. We'll see you at the St. Joe Homecoming Festival September 10th, 11th, and 12th.
All right, we're back here, Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, and we were joined by Athletic Director Holly Gann. Holly just took over as our Athletic Director on August the 1st, mm-hmm. and she's that's the thing about fall sports. Once August gets here, it is wide open, and you're probably running around a little wild right now.
Yeah, we have a lot of exciting things going on in the districts right now. So obviously our press box is still in the process getting completed. So that's exciting. And then we have the baseball and softball field complex. We were able to get the bleachers power washed. And obviously this is a great time to thank all those people involved. The Athletic Boosters has done a great job being able to continue to make Fort Recovery the best facilities and to help us out with some of those larger projects. But a project like just power washing the bleachers, which seems like should be something that maybe won't be so strenuous, kind of was one of those projects we need to get done, get that tape and stuff off the bleachers. Mm-hmm. So next thing I know, we have kind of an all hands on deck, and Dino and Jerry and Larry and Kevin are out there with putty knives and scraping probably the hottest day of the season. And so those are just kind of passionate for recovery, do anything for the school type of people that we constantly have. And they're willing to do whatever it takes to continue to make our facilities look nice. And so those just can't say things enough.
That's perfect. You got good people around you.
You got, you're taking over at a time when we have an unbelievable expansion going on in our baseball complex. And that has to be so exciting for you. Because if you go down there, folks, I advise you, just go take a drive down there sometime and look at the girls' softball field.
Yeah.
I mean, they planted that grass.
It's incredible.
A month ago, maybe 3 weeks, and it is as green. It looks like it's ready to go. And then they put the cement. It's just absolutely beautiful, and that's just a part of this thing. It is going to be top-notch.
It is, and Game On Logics is really great to work with, and obviously I'm overseeing some of that stuff, but a lot of it's already done, and like I said, thanks to the Boosters, they have done a lot of the managing of that, and obviously, as we know, things never are on time, and if you think that they're going to be, then somebody told me once when I've never had my heart broken, because I just am so hopeful and so positive with those type of situations that they just think my heart's going to get broke one of these days. I hope they're not right, but and getting to work with the turf and learning more about things that I had no idea about and how they sew it in and looking at decals and just all of it. There's a lot going on and it's exciting for us and for me personally, I love that our baseball and softball fields are so close. We're gonna have a nice complex in between. It's gonna be a great time for families and for players and future players and everybody involved.
Right now, as you look at the success of your teams, and not just only the success of your teams but our program as a whole, everybody's off to a solid start. The football team is 2-0. The girls volleyball team with a huge win last night over Jay County.
Very good
Jay County team.
Very good Jay County.
That also adds to the excitement.
Absolutely. And you know, regardless of what the record says, we know our students and our student athletes, and we work hard. I think, you know, that's the one thing. I go out to practice and watch a volleyball practice. Those kids are working hard. They're talking with each other. They're communicating. There's positive environment. And that always starts with our coaches. So here at Fort Recovery, our coaches are positive. They want to make athletes. They're there for the right reasons. And not saying coaches aren't that way everywhere, but and we're pretty lucky.
Yeah, I agree. We got great kids and great coaches, and it's a good. I just love this time of year, and
especially with the stadiums filled.
Yeah,
it's much more fun to have that crowd.
That's a good question. Talk about our COVID. Are we so far?
So far, so
let's
good.
Go.
Full capacity.
Good.
Love it.
Mask.
No mask.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
COVID ID's gone.
What about our ticket situation? Do we have to get online again? Is that still?
Tickets? Nope. So currently, all of our seasonal passes that are still for sale, you can go in the office and get those, but pre-sale tickets are going on sale starting on Thursday in the middle school office from 8 to 11:30, and then high school office after that, noon to 4, and then Friday again, 8 to 2. So we are running traditional ticket sales right now. I do think there's going to probably come a time where online ticketing is probably what we're going to get into, but it's not something we're ready for yet.
Yeah.
And there are some local schools that they require that when we are away that we'll have to purchase tickets online, that they are strictly online digital ticketing, but we are currently not. So we are also buy them at the gate. So we want anybody and everybody to kind of come and help fill those stands and support our Indian athletes.
Holly, now, not this Friday, but the following Friday, we play at Anna.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have pre-sale tickets for that. Now, do we get a portion of the ticket sales for that?
Traditionally not.
Okay.
But we will still have pre-sale, and it brings up a good point. So our ticket prices there is a dollar difference.
Yeah.
So if we get those pre-sale tickets and you know you're going to go to the game, you might as well swing up to one of the offices and pay the $7.
Yeah. And if it's only one, maybe that's not a big deal, but if you're taking the family, you can save $5-$10.
Yeah. Otherwise, exactly. And so at the gate, all the tickets,
and you don't have to stand there and wait.
And there's no, the league did away with student adult tickets. So now we are one flat rate for all of our sports. It's pretty much seven pre-sale, eight at the gate, and then junior high is $4 across the board. So that is a little different than what we are used to.
Yep.
And I see that kind of hanging around for a while.
Yeah.
So if you haven't gotten your season tickets yet, the All Sports Pass is the way to go. Those prices have not gone up since last year. Unfortunately, I do think they probably will maybe make a little bit of a jump for next season. So right now, All Sports tickets for kids and adults. Yeah, you're just, if you want to attend anything, it's just the way to go.
Yeah.
You can save yourself some money that way for sure. You don't have to worry about going and chasing down pre-sale tickets either.
Yeah. What's your when you look at, you know, I'm sure you have goals in life, and I'm sure you have goals as the athletic director. 5 years from now, what do you want to see at that? Do you have anything that you're looking at like, man, I'd like to see this, or this is kind of what I'm striving for? Anything?
Well, I think I have lots of goals, and you're gonna, I'm sure if you would ever spend some time up in the office, I've always got good ideas. I'm learning very quickly that those things move about snail speed.
Sure.
So my personality sometimes doesn't mash up with
snail
my
speed's not good for
my ambition to get things done. So I think in the future, what I'm looking for is just to continue to financially be stable within the athletic department, and to be
Are we? Yeah.
We're just like any other athletic department coming out of COVID.
Yeah.
So we really want people to be in the stands and support our athletes. So that blanketed, being able to continuously be able to get the coaches things they need without any questions, to be able to recruit and retain good coaches. So how do we keep our good coaches here feeling valued? And how do we, when we have openings, how do we want people to come be a part of our community?
You have a baseball job that's open right now that's going to be filled shortly?
If it helps any, you can take my name out of it now.
Neil's out.
I've decided I can't do it.
Okay, thanks, Neil.
Well, now we got to open it back up. Look at this guy.
Wyatt's here.
Hi, buddy.
Yeah, Wyatt.
Look at that smile.
So, yeah, in the baseball job, we'll have that hired for the September board meeting.
Okay, so good.
So, and then obviously some people may have noticed I really feel passionate about social media. So I want to make sure that we are recognizing our athletes and our teams for all the things they do and all that time that they're putting in. So I'm really trying to work on my social media game just to get the communication out. It's not perfect. Some nights I go to bed kind of early, so the results don't sometimes get in till later, and then I got to catch it the next day. But that is something I feel pretty strongly about, is that increasing that level of communication and that consistency with my social media.
Smoke Signal? Is that the name of it?
That is something, and I'm not taking any credit for that. Brett and Stacy started doing that.
Yep.
They were sending it internally to a lot of the people inside the school and the administrators, and I had caught wind of it, and I was like, I loved it. I thought it, was just a great idea.
Good idea.
So then I would take what Stacy is already kind of sending out to communicate with our opponents and bus drivers and officials, and I just made it into a graphic that I thought was visibly appealing. And I just pin it at the top of our Facebook and Twitter pages every week. And I've gotten, I've had some mess ups. Obviously, it's part of it. I've learned that golf matches and games change just like the weather in Ohio. So we do try to get the most accurate information and then update it when we have to. But yep, so we use the smoke signal. Like I said, good feedback so far with being present, more present on that. So that's kind of my fun thing. I like to do that kind of stuff. So I found a way to make that my enjoyable part.
So how do we get on it?
How do you get on? You can follow Fort Recovery Athletics on Facebook and Twitter. The other thing that I've been trying to do a little bit of a facelift is on our website. Because of social media, there's so many things that you could be putting on. So right now I'm focusing primarily on Facebook and Twitter for our scores to be pushed out, just like Brent did. But then obviously our website still has all the current roster information, our schedules. On the rosters, I figured out how to make a headshot. So it's kind of cool. Everybody has a little player profile card, and it now has their picture.
Nice.
So something neat. And then
That's on when you go to the Facebook and you go to Fort Recovery Athletics.
And that is on Facebook. And Twitter's the same. It runs off the same kind of account. On our website, our school website, the Fort Recovery Athletics or whatever, underneath local school, once you go to roster, you can click on everybody and it kind of says who they are, what year they are, depending on a height, their position. Football has weight, just to kind of throw it in there. So it creates this little rectangle and it has all that information on it. So it is kind of neat. It makes me kind of just adds a little bit to it. And so obviously with social media, we also have had more projects going on, but we still have our NFHS cameras available. Right now, the one in the gym is working wonderfully. So cross our fingers that continues. And those subscriptions run about $10.99 a month or $60 or $69.95
for 12 months. Yeah.
So, I really tried to push those sales early. One, we get a kickback, but two, for families that are larger that can't always make it to the game, it's still a way for them to still be connected. Be connected. So flip it on your TV, let the little kids run around. You can still be invested. Our streaming capabilities are great. The other really nice thing is some of the area schools also use those.
Yes.
So even when our teams are away, they can still watch them. And our football one, exciting news. Again, thanks to all those people, because I cannot say it enough. We got our football camera up.
They were talking about it last week and trying to figure out how are they going to do it without being able to get into that press box.
They were
wondering if they come on a Thursday, are we going to have enough time to get it hooked up? So they figured out a way to get it done even before the steps are in there.
Yep, and we've just have great people within our district again. And I had just kind of had a little powwow and said, hey, we really need to get this up if it's possible.
Yeah.
And of course, we have people that say yes, and we have it up. So right now we're in the midst of getting the internet out there, which is going to be taking our stuff on the second story. So we're working up in that second story so that if and when, hopefully when, the stairs get put up tomorrow or at the latest on Friday, then we'll kind of be ready to go. We'll have all of our stuff done. So again, just thanks out to those people that have put in that extra time to make that happen for us.
I got a text here. It says, Holly's social media game has improved Fort Recovery's online presence 100%. Very much appreciated. So...
Good. So, that's from Brent Niekamp.
Because
he doesn't have
either.
To do the work.
No,
because somebody else.
Perry Hall. That's Perry Hall.
Oh,
Perry. Yeah. So, and he's a big social media guy.
Absolutely.
So, Holly, we got. We could talk all night, you know. And I know you got your little Rugrats around here, and I know your days get long. These doors are always open here, okay?
Absolutely.
And we love to come up here and for you to talk. And
especially you got anything neat going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come see us.
Well, and if you don't mind.
No, go.
We do have some exciting things coming up here. And so I would like to come up just for maybe 10 minutes, almost like 40 minutes. But some things that looking forward to, obviously we have another great bunch of seniors coming around. And I know that with this being more open and being able to get into the station, getting these seniors up here, they always talk about it.
Yeah.
So I think that's wonderful. So with that being said, we have some senior nights coming up. But the other kind of fun things we're doing is September. I'm going to mess it up because that's what happens when you start to talk about something, right?
And you have 14 things in your head.
A few things. Just a couple. September 16th, the Lady Indian volleyball teams play New Knoxville. So Mr. Stahl and I are working collectively to make that a student appreciation night again, to get kids in for free. And it's a great league game. It's a huge game for us.
Yeah.
So we want to definitely pack the house. Obviously, with those things, there's going to be some free stuff involved and some games and some raffles.
That's awesome.
Just a good time for families to be able to get in the door.
Mm-hmm.
And then the football one is going to be October the 15th, and it is also senior night. It's also student appreciation night, and we also have military appreciation night going on.
Great.
So October 15th is going to be a huge night.
That's gonna
and
be
we
huge.
We are, again, just excited to be able to have those opportunities and want to get as many people in the door as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of exciting things, obviously, going on with the department, and I'm just very fortunate and very blessed to be a part of it.
You're off to a great start.
Yeah, we love it. We love what you're doing and trying to get things going the right way. So
that military push, I like that.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot.
That's pretty good stuff.
I really do.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a fun night. So,
well, you are champion.
Yep.
If you don't get that press box running pretty soon, somebody's going to knock you out.
I won't.
Huh?
We were outside in the rain last week.
It won't be Neil.
And what we talked about was, in the overall scheme of things, it did rain, so we might remember it. But I said, in 2 years, we won't even remember that that happened, because we'll be in heaven up there.
Well, do other teams, was they upset about it or not?
So my communication has increased a little bit with that project. So a lot of times I send a traditional da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Sure. Like, this is, we currently are going through a press box project. Here's kind of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so early in the week, I sent something out.
Mm-hmm.
Just gave people the update. Since Coldwater's coming to town, it does heighten a little bit the media that's going to be in town.
Yeah.
So I created this lovely diagram that I've been sharing with kind of what we're planning on if that downstairs is all we have. And 95% of the people are very open and understanding, and they just want to be a part of it. So we're collaboratively working together with other people. It's not a problem, you know, and there's
work.
Obviously it's my first time around, so there's always going to be little hiccups, and I just constantly keep reminding myself that I'm still just fortunate to be
you
a
got
part
chewed
of that
out
program.
Yet? Have you had anybody just say you?
No.
I mean,
you ready
I've
got for the
some,
first one?
I've got some. I mean, you're always going to have upset people. It's kind of the nature of the beast.
Sure.
Nobody really goes into a job and just says, "Oh, it's never going to happen." So, I do believe in just having that good working relationship. So I do try to be empathetic and understanding of what they're trying to say. And sometimes policies are policies.
Yep.
And I can't necessarily control the things that I have to deliver. I can control my reactions, and I can, but I can't control theirs.
Yeah.
So, but I have to do a job, and that's part of the job. And it's not obviously anybody's. Oh, I can't. Well, I'm going to wake up today, and I can't wait to figure out who I'm going to yell at. You know, that's not how it works. But I do feel like most times, it's kind of the nature of the beast.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yep, absolutely. So. Well, good luck, kid. And like I say, we are
good start. Always,
airwaves are always yours up here.
Yep. Come on up and see us.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
You guys
I appreciate
tired?
It.
You got school tomorrow?
Fog delay.
Yep. Her daughter's going to take us to commercial when you're ready.
All right. Let's go.
To
ready?
Commercial.
Go ahead and push that.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero-turn in the industry, Ferris. Experience suspension.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Pre-sale tickets for Friday's home football game with Coldwater will be sold tomorrow in the middle school office from 8 to 11 a.m., then in the high school office from noon to 4 p.m. Friday, tickets will be sold in the high school office from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pre-sale tickets are $7 for both students and adults. All tickets at the gate will be $8. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow night, Our Lady Indians will host Delta St. John's in their first MAC match and will simulcast WPGW's broadcast of that match with the NFHS Network. On Friday, it's football and we host Coldwater. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you all the action live with the NFHS Network. On Saturday, the Lady Indians will play in the St. Henry Invitational starting at 10 a.m. Fort Recovery Radio will bring you as many of those matches as we can. Get out and support our Indians teams this fall. But if you just can't get to the games to cheer on the teams, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Hey, welcome back. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. And Fee, it is a great time because the Buckeyes
fires up tomorrow.
Tomorrow night. I can't wait either. Joining us online is 24/7. Buckeye beat writer Steve Hellwagon. Steve, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, guys. What's going on?
Well, we appreciate you taking the time.
Absolutely,
I know you're a busy
Steve.
Guy up there, and we always enjoy talking to you. Season kicks off tomorrow night, and Huntington Bank Park, and it, game on Fox. And we're 14-point favorites, but I'm a little nervous.
Tough one.
Well, I think, you know, in a lot of sense, you have to be. Minnesota 2 years ago was a really good team. They were in the top 10. They won 11 games, and they beat Auburn, you know, in the bowl game. So they had a great season. And then, obviously, last year, they were 3-4, had some difficulty with COVID and some injuries and illness and everything, and just never kind of found their stride last year. It was kind of I think they had 3 or 4 weeks off before they ended up playing their last game of the season, which was kind of crazy. Mm. So, you know, you add it all up and you just don't know what team is going to show up. Is it the one that was so great in 2019 or the one that was just kind of so-so last year? The quarterback, Tanner Morgan, is back. The running back, Muhammad Ibrahim, is back. And he's a guy that ran for over 150 yards against Ohio State. 3 years ago when he was a freshman. Ohio State played him at Ohio Stadium. It was a close game, and the Buckeyes finally scored a touchdown or two late and won the game 30-14. So P.J. Fleck is going to put a competitive team on the field. There'll be 50,000 people at the Huntington Bank Stadium, and fans are able to attend the games. Obviously, that's a departure from last year as well. So I guess we'll see how it goes you know, when they get it started here tomorrow night.
Ryan Day takes over his third year at the helm, and I think he's 15-0 as a in the Big Ten. And he brings a team. I know that we lost Justin Fields. We got C.J. Stroud. But you got to feel like this team, sky's the limit again. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, there's obviously a little bit of a question mark at the quarterback position because Stroud is unproven. And I think there's probably still a couple questions on defense because we just don't know about the linebacker position where they have to start over, basically. The top four guys there from last year are gone, and they are trying to get some new people going at that position. And then from there in the secondary, obviously last year was not a good showing for the secondary. And are they going to be much improved as well? So I think when you, you know, tack it all together, you look at it and you say there are some unanswered questions, no doubt. But I think that, again, get out there on the field and see what happens when the bullets start flying there tomorrow night.
When you look at them offensively, the weapons that Stroud has to hit, you know, you can argue that with Olave and Wilson, I just can't imagine, and we don't know how good Marvin Harrison is.
That's right.
Receiving-wise, this team is scary good.
Stacked.
Yeah, it's the best six-man unit I can recall when you talk about wide receivers. I mean, they've had, obviously, some great wide receivers over the years, but have they ever had this many at one time? And I think that is pretty amazing what we're seeing right now with that. So, obviously, Chris Olave, he was a first-team preseason All-American on the AT, and then here was Garrett Wilson was on the second team. So you got two of the top four wide receivers in the country, you know, playing for you. And then it only, you know, goes on from there. Jackson Smith and Najigba and Julian Fleming are in their second year. And then the true freshmen, Mecca Yuka and Marvin Harrison Jr., they're ready to make their mark as well. So I think you got to be excited about what could happen if Stroud is everything that he's chalked up to be, you know, and he's hitting these guys where they can make plays. It's going to be another big year.
As you follow the Buckeyes, and you've been doing, how many years have you been doing this? This is what, 30 years?
It's my, 27th year full-time of doing this. I was part-time, you know, covering a lot of the home games prior to that. But going on the road and, you know, being there at all the interviews and practices, to get into, do all that, it's been 27 years.
That's unbelievable. And you're in Minneapolis right now, going out, getting ready to go out to eat, I think you told us, right?
Yeah, that's the deal. We are here. We touched down a little bit ago. No problem flying up here today, despite, you know, some of the weather that's been across the U.S. We're pretty lucky, so to get in up here and just going to have a good dinner and get rested up because tomorrow is the big day.
Big day.
So looking forward
to it. So, Steve, do you there's no restrictions? You're gonna have a little bit more personal interviews now this year instead of not being allowed to be close to them and stuff?
Yeah, what they've done is they've allowed media people to come in to the facility after practice, and they set up a podium with a table, and they keep everybody, you know, 10 feet apart, you know, away, and you're allowed to speak to the guys there, and it's really worked out pretty well. We haven't done any of those Zoom calls that we were doing last year, so yeah, we've kind of moved on from that, which has been good. So yeah, I think people much appreciate, and I know we do, the opportunity to have that kind of access, and it's worked out so far this year.
Is Jim Lachey by you?
He's not by me right now. I saw him at practice about a week ago, and he's ready, although he's going to be splitting his time, you know, watching the Buckeyes and watching Iowa this year, but because of his son, and he thinks his son's got a chance to play maybe some of the backup tight end for Iowa this year, so that'll be kind of neat for him.
Yeah, that is really cool. Let's talk a little bit about this freshman class that come in. When you look at who is on this freshman class will contribute, does it start with, I mean, I know other than Stroud, who's redshirt, but what about Henderson, the running back? Is he a kid that you look at like, man, this kid could, I mean, I love Master Teague, but it's a different animal with this Henderson.
Yeah, Henderson is a guy that's got that explosive speed, and when he gets the hole, he can make a guy miss, and I think that's a very important thing. And, you know, Master, at times, you know, people would question his vision or some of the things about his running, and maybe Henderson would be an upgrade. I think there's still a place, obviously, for a Master Teague in this offense, and I think that you're going to see either he or Mayan Williams be the starter tomorrow, but I would look for Henderson to be in there, I don't know, on the first series, but pretty soon after that. I think, again, Teague is a guy that is not going to fumble the ball and is also a pretty good pass protector as well, so I look at it that he how they're going to divide the plays up, but I do agree with you. Henderson needs an opportunity. Mm-hmm. He has been outstanding in the preseason, and I think the coaches are excited about him. He's the top, one of the top running backs in the country coming out.
Well, it all kicks off tomorrow night, my friend, at 8 o'clock, and I'm sure you're excited to get back in the stadium. And you do a wonderful job of covering the Buckeyes.
Absolutely.
And we appreciate you. I know you're busy and taking time out of your busy schedule. Hopefully we can hook up again this season, talk more Buckeye football, and absolutely, maybe we'll go to the Reds and make the playoffs. We'll talk Reds, too.
Definitely. Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
Hey, let's take a break. That's Steve Hellwagon from the Buck Nuts and 24/7 Sports, and he does a great job covering the Buckeyes.
He kind of sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
He's pretty smart. He's pretty sharp with the old Buckeyes.
He's awesome. So let's take a break. Spencey, pay some bills. We're going to come back talk Indian football.
Yes, sir. Tune
in. V right after this.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Miracle Lanes is now back open after their summer break. Stop in and see Corey and Jared. Bowl a game or two, visit with friends, grab something to eat, and if you're looking to feed the family, what's better than Miracle Lanes Pizza? Also, try one of their subs or other sandwiches, and don't forget about their famous wings. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. And if you're planning a birthday party or other get-together, call to reserve your day and time. And be sure to get there for their great pizza and wing buffet on Fridays at lunch. Through the month of July, Miracle Lanes will be open on Thursday at 3 and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11. Call them at 375-4274 to order ahead.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Be sure to tune in to Fort Recovery Radio every Saturday morning at 7:15 a.m. for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone. He'll give us some expert advice and timely tips on what we need to do to keep our lawns and gardens healthy. You can email him questions for future shows at steve@naturesgreennursery.com. Be sure to tune in every Saturday morning for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone, 7:15 a.m. on Fort Recovery Radio.
going to be a big weekend. It's the annual Labor Day weekend at Wendelene Sports Club. Softball tournament is all day on Saturday and all day on Sunday and finishes up on Monday. And on Friday night, they'll have the Mercer County Challenger baseball games at 7 and 8. On Saturday afternoon, there'll be a cornhole tournament at 5, sign in by 4:45. Saturday night will feature the band Experiment 7 playing from 8 to midnight. On Sunday, there's a horseshoe tournament at 2 with sign-in by 1:45, a kiddie tractor pull at 6, and their world-famous barbecue chicken dinners from 4 to 6. Then on Sunday night, it'll be music with DJ Cody Brown starting at 8 o'clock. On Monday, the softball tournament wraps up, and at 5 o'clock, they'll have the 50-50 drawing, and they'll also draw the winners of their gun raffle. Lots of food, fun, beverages, and good friends all weekend long, Friday through Monday, at the Wendelene Sports Club's annual Labor Day weekend party.
Hey, we're back here, Sports Talk Bubba and Fee. We're finishing up our meat and cheese tray from the IGA.
Wayne IGA, our sponsor.
That's Wayne Street Market. They're
the
not
Wayne
IGA
Street
anymore.
Market?
Not IGA anymore. The prices were too high on the Wayne on the IGA
on the
stuff.
IGA? Is that what it is?
Yep.
Adios, IGA.
Fee, when we looked at our football program and we knew we lost a lot, and we said the first two games are big because we got to get them.
Huge. Yep.
And, man, you can't do nothing but be excited about the first two games.
Absolutely. I thought we came out and had two great games to start the game, start the year.
Yeah, I agree. And you look at...
I think it's all... the Ramel kid just is higher expectations than what I thought. I mean, I thought he would be okay, but he's really good.
He
manages the game really well and does what Brent does. And I think Brent's got it in his head this year. We got to be a slow, meticulous, take our time, and so far he's done it.
I agree, and it worked to perfection last week, and Heiser got hurt early, and we brought in the freshman. Is the Hartnagel kid a freshman or something?
Yeah, freshman. Ethan Hartnagel,
and he
didn't miss a beat.
I remember Blockberger or Toby or one of them guys said, this kid's a football player.
Yeah, he's hungry.
He looked good in the scrimmage. They had the JVs doing the last quarter, and he and Chase Kaiser both looked really good.
Yeah.
And obviously, Chase ended up at the game, but not dressed. Right. But yeah. Hartnagel played, and there wasn't any reason to bring Riley back in, although he could have played.
Yeah,
he was still in pads, but there was no reason, with a little bit of injury, just let this kid play. We're in good shape. Riley had his pads on in case we got into trouble, maybe a fumble or something. They get the ball back and score, but.
That's a nice win. We're 2-0 on the season, and we got the Cavaliers coming Friday night.
Yeah, we're going to find out just how close we are now, because this team, we know every year they're going to be a state contender. And
that's right.
We got to do our best to give them all they want. And I think if we get into the fourth quarter and it's a close game, you never know.
I think you hit it perfect. I think that if we can compete, it'll do nothing but give us more confidence going forward. Yep. We have a game next week at Anna that could be pivotal.
Yeah, very gettable.
Yeah.
As far as our playoff hopes.
Yeah.
And you don't want to talk about that stuff now. And I know Brent's not.
One game at a time.
But you look at how the season is set up and how the teams are, and you look at, it's easy to see New Bremen is really good. It is easy to see that Versailles is really good.
Very good.
Versailles with a huge win over a good Fort Laramie team last week.
Thumped them, After they got done thumping Minster.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa. Versailles is for real this year.
I'm with you 100%. So we got a big one Friday night. We're up here at Fort Recovery, the Barenbergie, and the game will be right here on Fort Recovery Radio if you can't make it up. But absolutely. We want you up there. Get up there and support the Indians and...
Let's be loud and proud.
That's exactly right.
It's going to be our kids. This is a good test to see how good we are. We think we started off the season really well and are doing everything to our expectations. Brent was, his whole thing has been control the clock. If anybody heard the post game show and last week on Sports Talk where he's talking about control the clock. We need to slow the game down.
Absolutely.
And both games, we seem to have had gas in our tank when the other team did not.
Yeah, that's right.
And we'll see if that works against Coldwater. Like you said, if we're still hanging in there in the fourth quarter, things can happen. Yep. And if they're tired and we're not,
You know, Brent kind of, he talked last week about, you know, this group that he has is just learning as we go.
Yeah.
You know, and I think they're getting better and better, and I think that's what he's hoping for. He's striving for them to just keep getting better each game.
And they're having fun.
They're having fun. They really are. They seem like great teammates, and they get along good, and so far so good.
I didn't get a chance, and it makes me mad that I didn't. I wanted to get over the volleyball game last night, and congratulations to Coach Guggenbiller and the Lady Indians on a nice win over a good Jay County team volleyball.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We were behind every one of those matches, every one of those
battle back
match, and battle back. One of them, we were down 20-13, outscored them 12-1 to win that game.
Nice.
Then we scored the first 4 points in the next one, then they scored like six or so. I don't remember exactly how it went, but we were down in the second set and we were down in the third set and came back again and just kept on. It was a good one.
That's a big win.
Yeah,
big.
It is a nice win, and I don't know. It just seems like I read the paper, okay, and Jay County's coach said, you know, we played a really good game. I was proud how our team competed. Travis is like, we was sloppy. And I'm like, there's a little difference in.
Yeah.
Our kids do not. They go on that court and they expect to win.
They want perfection.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Travis wants perfection.
I talked to Rob Weaver after the game while he was tearing his equipment down, and he said they got a long way to go. I think he I don't know if he looked at his stats or remembered in his head. He said there were in that match there were 15 service errors.
That's what he said. I listened to it last night.
He did say it on there.
Yeah.
I couldn't pick it up on my.
That's tough.
My phone. 15 service errors, and we won against a really good team.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So we cleaned that up, and
JVs. What did JVs do?
They won fairly easily in two.
Good.
Yeah, it might not have been fairly easy, but it was. They got to 20, but they were well over 10.
So, and what do we got tomorrow night?
We got Delphi St. John's first MAC game at home.
Okay.
And WPGW simulcast. And then Saturday is the St. Henry Invitational. I'm still looking to see how we're going to do that because they play in two different gyms.
Yeah.
2 years ago, we tried to go from one gym to the other. That didn't work out very well. So we'll probably.
That's a lot of work for you, ain't it, buddy?
Well,
you're an old fart, too.
Well, but it takes such a long time to tear it all down and put it all back together. I think what we're probably going to do, WCSM, I think, is going to be in the big gym. So we'll probably, whatever games that that Fort Recovery is playing in the old gym, we'll probably broadcast those on Fort Recovery Radio and probably simulcast the ones on the other one. We usually do two in the little gym and one in the big gym.
Yep.
And so if that's the case, we'll do everything we can to have them all on. It'll be at least two, probably all three matches, but we don't know that yet. I don't have my schedule yet from Dennis. He had to get that all.
Yeah.
He has to get it figured out. He told me he'd let me know this week. So
we got to thank Holly Gann for coming up here. And I know, you know,
she is busy.
She's got her kids up here. I feel terrible.
God love her.
Yeah, because
those kids are awesome.
They are awesome.
I love
her. They're going to be gym rats.
I love her kids.
Yeah, we'll get her up here sometime. There's no school on a Thursday, and she can sit and we can talk to her for quite some time, because I know how it is. Her mom and your kids probably got homework tonight.
Oh, I'm sure.
So let's get her out of there. And we'll talk a lot to Holly this year. She's just a champ. She'll do a hell of a job as our athletic director.
She has so much energy, so many ideas.
I agree
with
you.
She wants to get all of this stuff done, and she is working her butt off. If she didn't have that football press box project to deal with, there'd be a lot more things going on too. But I mean, she's got great ideas, and it's just she's something else. She's exactly what we need, I think.
I'm with you, brother. Fee, you got anything else to add, my friend?
I just you made a comment on our way up here today that our former baseball player Nick Twaits had another great outing last night.
Ooh, good.
He just
I haven't heard anything about him for a while.
Yeah, he's actually finishing really strong here. He's had about 4 out of 5 really good starts, and I think he's got things turned around here, maybe. going pretty good. He just texted me, except I can't get in it. There it is.
Do you want us to stall a little bit while you're poking around on your...
Can't believe how stupid I am.
Well, that's stupid, I think.
There we go.
My phone was doing goofy things today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Mine was kind of screwed up today.
I just told him another great outing last night. Keep it going, buddy. And he said, let's just keep it rolling.
Yeah, that's so. Right. Hopefully, well, good for Twaitsey.
I'll try to get Twaitsey. Maybe have him call in, too.
So maybe is he going to be our new baseball coach?
Could be.
Very good. Nah, I'm sure
his name might be in there.
He's got a few more things to do before he comes back to be our baseball coach.
Probably right.
I hope he does.
Yeah,
I don't want him to be our baseball coach, but I think he has better things to do right now.
Yep. I'm with you. Fee, good luck to you, my friend.
Yep.
I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. Steve Hellwagon for joining us.
Yep, Steve is awesome.
Sports Talk next week. We're going to try to get Travis Guggenbiller up here.
Travis? And we'll shoot go Travis Buckeyes team. Tomorrow night?
Absolutely, go Bucks.
Yes, sir.
Yep. And,
go Indians Friday.
I think right now, the way it looks, the volleyball match will be over just about kickoff time.
You think it should be about time?
Yep.
Pretty good?
Should be
time out
pretty
good
timing.
I like it.
Yep.
Perfect.
I want to thank everybody for listening. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
You are listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.